Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, Sue's going to be in the studio tomorrow for sure. We have some remote location technical difficulties here this afternoon that we're working on. Don't forget, tomorrow's a Friday. That means we have a Reardon Roundtable. We will toss around all the stories of the week locally and nationally with State Rep Steve Butts, State Senator Nick Schwer, and John Gaskin, former head of the NAACP in St. Louis County. All be here tomorrow on the show. Here is the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, on the government shutdown.
They feel better fighting, and I think that if Schumer and Jeffries had tried to cave early, that they would have been thrown out, because the base out there wants a fight. They don't care if they win or not. They just have to emotionally be involved in fighting Donald Trump. And the result's going to be the country's watching.
So we have one of the best Washington, D.C. correspondents in history with us, Carl Cannon. How about that for a lead in this afternoon from Real Clear Politics? How are you, Carl?
I'll take it, Mark.
Well, you've been around around a fair amount of government shutdowns and situations like this, right?
This is probably the eighth one I've covered.
So what's different about this one? And here's what I'm trying to determine. I don't see how the Democrats get out of this. I really don't. I don't see where their leverage is. And I know this healthcare thing is really their talking point. I think that polls very well. We're already looking at what might happen in the midterms. But what's your gut check here on how this might resolve itself? And will it be 35 days like the last time? Will it, you know, will this get over by next week? Or what are you hearing on Capitol Hill right now?
Well, there's several things that are different this time, Mark. One is that the Democrats are doing something odd. Their talking point is the Republicans closed the government. Now, there was a vote in the Senate. Republicans voted to keep it open. Democrats voted to close it. And they don't care. They're just repeating this.
Right.
The second thing is they're saying that the Republicans are lying when they say that any federal money goes to people who are not American citizens, that this is a big lie. Joe Scarborough the other day used the word like 30 times. It's their talking point. The third thing that's different is that we're so siloed now. Democrats read their sources and watch their TV and listen to their radio, and Republicans do theirs. So Democrats, unless you're paying attention to this full time, if you're just an ordinary working American and you're a Democrat, you think, oh, I guess the Republicans closed the
right,
government.
Absolutely.
And they're banking on that.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's one of the things that's pretty clear.
Well,
because that's what, that was what I said earlier this week, that the narrative, look, I think that you have some polling out there that shows that the Democrats might get the blame. But look, you let the accumulation on the legacy media where they blame, you know, the Republicans for this, it's going to add up. Now, on point number two that you mentioned, because honest to God, Carl, I can't determine who's telling the truth or not on the migrant issue for the health care. I do know, you know, Rand Paul kind of explained this pretty well, and he's against the CR, he always is, but I think there's certainly truth to it. There have been things that have happened, and some of this stuff has fallen through the cracks, but you got Joe Scarborough and the Democrats saying that's a lie, that's a lie, that's a lie. You have people like Ann Wagner, my congresswoman from right here, she's going to come on in a couple hours saying, no, it's not a lie. So what is the truth in the middle there a little bit? Is there nuance? What is your take on that?
Look, there's billions of dollars that goes in health care costs every year to treat people who don't have papers. That's just a fact. It's a federal law since 1986 that if you anybody in America who shows up in an emergency room gets to be cared for.
They get treated, yeah.
Those emergency rooms bill the state or local, state or federal government for it. So, you know, money's fungible. The other thing is that several of these states have you go to their websites, and it says right on there, you know, citizen status is not a barrier to getting Medicare or Medicaid. It says it in black and white. But, you know, I was talking to my colleagues about this. I think the Democrats have a principled argument. It's a New Testament argument, if you will. These people are here, however they got here. That's a separate issue. But they, of course, they need medical care, and if they're poor, they have to get it, and who else can pay for it but the government? But that's not the argument the Democrats are making. They just prefer to gaslight people about it. I actually think they have a humane argument, but they're not making it. There's just spinning. They're just spinning and accusing the Republicans of lying when they are themselves lying. And I find it very disheartening. Do you remember this, Mark? In 2019, so 6 years ago, mm-hmm. the Democrats were all lined up. They were running for president, including Joe Biden. Would your health care plan take care for people who are not in the country legally? Every Democrat raised their hand.
Right.
They've gone in 6 years from bragging about this policy, which, again, I think they have an argument, a humane argument, to bragging about it, to saying it's not their policy and the Republicans are lying when they say it. It's disheartening because the political discourse around this is so dishonest. And I blame the Democrats more than the Republicans on that.
So is it because AOC says, no, this isn't about me? The other thing the Republicans are saying, this is Schumer, who voted for the CR in the spring. He's worried about his primary next year with AOC in the Senate race.
That's right. When she says it's not about me, I know what she means. That's a nice phrase. But in one way, it's all about her. And that's what Mike Johnson said, the speaker. He said that Schumer had sort of orchestrated this shutdown for personal reasons. And what he meant was his personal political fortunes. I don't think it's enough to save him. But, you know, if he can't keep the government open because he's worried about a primary, in some very literal way, Mark, he's no longer the Democratic Party leader, is he, in the Senate?
Right.
Somebody else is.
Yeah. Well, that might be the reality of where we are right now. So, I don't know how it ends. Is there a possibility, because these Obamacare subsidies are in the mix as well, and those don't really expire. They shouldn't be in the conversation for the CR, but the Democrats want to make that part of the conversation. So are they looking for the president to make a commitment or Republicans to make a commitment to, you know, doing something on that before the end of the year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I actually think you're right. That's a separate issue. There's some overlap, but
yeah.
That's where if you're looking for a way out, that's the face saving way out for both sides, because the way they've spoken about it, each other and these memes with sombreros and everything. I mean, they're digging themselves in so that neither side can cave.
Right.
But on the Obamacare subsidies, there's room, and the room for the compromise is, because remember, this was all passed in the big, beautiful bill.
Right.
The Democrats all voted against it. It's not like to be fair to the Democrats, it's not like they had a change of heart. They weren't for it before. They voted for against it. And now they're trying to get a clawback for a law that just took effect. That's power politics. That's okay. But the question here is, where is that money going, those subsidies for Obamacare? Is it really going to people, working class people who live in states, you know, rural states, and they need this to sign up for the exchanges? There's some of that. Or is it going to these insurance companies? There's a study out that shows that some 12 million people are signed up for the subsidies, for the exchanges, who never went to a doctor last year. Now, they went to a doctor, but they didn't use this insurance. So is that fraud? Insurance brokers signing people up without them knowing about it? Is it people have other insurance? The face-saving way out of this government shutdown to me is the Trump administration and the Democrats agree they'll get the fraud out of the system, but keep some of the money, give some of the money back for the exchanges, for the subsidies of Obamacare, for the people who really need it. If you were actually trying to govern instead of just score political points and, you know, be a jerk, that's where the compromise area is. And that's where they would be talking.
And one of the difficulties on that is, you know, just trying to figure out where the money is going. And even the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was the Journal earlier this week, talked about how there's a fair amount of these people out there who have employer plans that are more expensive, so they're staying on the exchange. They have a plan that could be, you know, used, but if you're paying $77 a month, you know, which is where it took you down to with the plan from several years ago. And now we're talking about essentially doubling that. It's like $154 a month. It's still very reasonable for healthcare, but you can see why people would make those choices. Carl, always great to have you on. We'll see if this thing gets wrapped up quickly. Have a great weekend.
You too, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.